Before he'd spend any of his money. He had actually a goddamn counting house.
He sounds like a good candidate.
Yeah, he's a good candidate.
That's weird. Well, let's see. Would you call your mother a housewife, or has she done any other kind of work?
Well, now, before I was born, she worked as a key puncher.
Mom?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, never mind.
No, what is it? Okay. She works as a key punch operator at a local store in Chattanooga until I was born. And then she didn't work until after I let's see, until 1974, I guess 75, and she works now as a. She really likes this, by the way. She works as a preparation lady at a Shoney's restaurant. She makes all the food that, they send out there. And,
I don't exactly follow you. She makes the food that...
Yeah, what's it called? Preparation lady, person.
She's at the restaurant?
Yeah, she's at the restaurant. She makes the onion rings and slaw and all of the stuff like that. And see, that's something I did for. I worked summers. Since I was 14, I worked summers at Shoney's. My cousin, one of my cousins on my daddy's side, was manager of Shoney's in downtown Chattanooga. So I worked there as a cook for about 5 years. And I worked there when I was in college. I worked there on weekends and sometimes at nights.
You say some of that stuff not all that fine, huh?
No, I could tell you some horror stories. We won't get into them now, but I never did. Let me put it this way: they don't pay enough to hire, decent, clean people. You see. And the people that work there, by and large, don't give a goddamn what they send out to people. I mean, they're sloppy and nasty. And when I worked there, that wasn't the case because I couldn't stand. I mean, what if I were eating there? I mean, the food was bad enough as it was, it was bad enough not to do anything bad to it to top off. And But I worked. I even trained my mother. See, I worked as a preparation cook plus a short order cook, and I trained her to do her job, and I think she's the highest paid, preparation lady in the whole South, something like that. She's very good at her work, very good. But they're an organization that they're really chintzy. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably so.
What about your father? Where did he go?
He was born in Sail Creek and lived there until 1950 when he moved to Chattanooga. And he's an insurance salesman, has been for 29 years, I guess, 29. Born in 1925.
What kind of
group? National Trust Life. It's out of Memphis. And he...
By the way, what county is Dayton in?
Dayton's in Ray County.
Ray County?
See, Ray County and Hamilton County border one another. Sail Creek is only about 4 miles, 5 miles from the Ray County. Ray County line.
Okay.
How
much gas in your car?
Yeah.
Do you have keys? How much do you have?
Well, I've got enough for you to get there and back.
Okay.